But poor the lads left nothing out there apart from the points.
Just disappointed, you know. Supporters travelled. I don't know the numbers that were here today. They were off to our left, great numbers. And really disappointed. We played really well at the start of the game. We started the game. We were on our front foot. We were the better team. Unfortunately, we've succumbed. You know, that's the disappointment thing, that sometimes we can play really well in games and not win. But I think our supporters travel home today in great heart. These have got a lot of good players in their team. You know, the front two of Washington and James really are a handful. But we control the game for long, long periods. Probably just lack that final bit of quality that Robertson, one or two others have had the chances, but keeper's made a couple of outstanding saves, hasn't he?
And the goal, it was reminiscent of the Coventry one, wasn't it, really? Chances to clear and then a wicked deflection.
It was a poor goal for us to concede, Phil. I'll never get involved in criticising our players. It's not what I do. We've got to kill these heels in there. Our supporters know that. I know that. You know that. One thing we'll never do at our club is criticise our players.
But from the first time Tommy Lee touched the ball was after the goal from a Peterborough player, wasn't it?
It's disappointing, Phil. I don't know what minute it was they scored, because we had great situations and great play. And as a visiting team, to dominate a game that much, you've got to score. And that's unfortunate. It's been our Achilles heel this year, the Crewe away, at Fleetwood away, and other games where we've played equally as well without scoring. And unfortunately, when you're a passing team and a team that plays, that will always be what people offer up against you. And we've just got to get on with that. But you must have a belief in what you do. Certainly, I've got a great belief in the players and what they do. Supporters were magnificent today, and I thank them for that.
And after the sending off, there's still half an hour to play and plenty of pressure, but it just wouldn't go.
It shouldn't go. And we had a couple of little skirmishes there and different stuff. But sometimes when it's about to happen, feel like it was for Peterborough. And they worked hard today. Yeah. Great credit to Peterborough. They worked their socks off for the manager, you know, the rest of the staff. And you know, they'll think they've deserved the right to win. And you know, when you've won a game, I always think you should have a little bit of manners and say well done.
And Peterborough's philosophy when going down to 10, they switched to 3 at the back, not 4 at the back and 1 up front.
Yeah, we were at Wembley the same way, and we speak about the importance of width and patience. We never got people, when we did get our fullbacks higher up the pitch in them good areas, we lacked a bit of quality, but I suppose that's the way it is.
Gary Roberts came off, was he OK?
No, he's fine, just a bang, he got a little kick on the back of his butt.
And then when Manny came on, he caused a lot of consternation at the back,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did, he's a big handful, and we didn't want to, like our supporters, we didn't want to come away from here without having two up front later on. I think for our fans in the stand, they'd wanted us to see that. But we're never going to be a team. I think people know that. We would bully our way through teams and put crosses and second balls. But we just wanted to get that bit more physicality in the box for that last 10 minutes. We tried our best today. We thought Dan Jones would get a bit more space. With the subs, we huffed and puffed. You know, but unfortunately, to no avail.
Still plenty to play for, 9 to go.
Massive, massive 9 games. Plenty to play for. We leave here with a smile on our face, as disappointed as we are.